A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Tesvav, Moed Katan 15a. Pagination is 29. We're going to start from the facing page, though, the last two lines. And our topic is source material regarding the laws of Avel mourning. And what we find in the Gemara is that there are basically five different places in Tanakh that are our primary sources for the mitzvahs of Avel, mentioned in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Pei 380 in Yerideya. And those five sources are dominantly a section in Yechezkel, Perek Chaf Dalid, in which Yechezkel, the Navi, is told that his wife will die and that he should observe Avel only in a very limited way. Some things he would do, like Avelim, but a list of other things he would not do, like Avelim, and this list becomes very useful in terms of source material, documenting what the laws of Avel mourning are. Another source is the case in Parshas Shemini, where Aaron's two sons, Nadav and Avihu, were killed on inauguration day of the Mishkan. And in that case, the mourners were told that even though regular mourners do certain things, you should not do those observances. Specifically, not to tear clothing, not to refrain from a haircut. So they were told that you, unlike other Avelim, are going to refrain from such observances. You're allowed to do these things, or you're not obligated to do Kriya. Another case is David after the loss of the child with Bathsheba. So David then was able to resume intimacy. Becomes clear that until then it was forbidden. There's a pasuk in Amos, which we will see, and a case of Isha Tekoa, a woman who was instructed to dress up as if she was in mourning. And from what she's told, you could see how mourning was defined. Let's begin with what in effect becomes like a 10-point check, a list of specific items that become forbidden to an avel, to a mourner of a close relative. So again, we begin on the bottom of Moed Katan Yudalid Amud Beis 14b, where the Gemara tells us, avel asur b'tisporis. An avel is forbidden to take a haircut. As we find in Pasha Shemini, that the children of Aaron were instructed, Rosheichem al tifra'u, your heads, your hair, you should not let go wild. Instead, you should be dignified, take haircuts, mechlal de kule alma osur. So from here you see that everybody else was forbidden and would look unkempt, but you as Kohanim are not allowed to look like that. Let's move on to today's daf, Tesvav Amud Aleph 15a, counting up from the wide lines, about six lines, Avel also laniach tefillin. An Avel is forbidden to wear tefillin, midikomalei rachmana liyecheskel, because we see that the Torah tells Yecheskel, in that story where his wife passes away, how should he observe his avelos? Very uniquely, the pasuk instructs him, Avel, mesim avel lo sasa, you should not observe the regular mourning on dead people. Pe'ercha chavosh alecha, keep your special ornament of glory attached to you. tied up to you, keep it with you, and that's referring to tefillin, mechlal de kulei alma osur, but everybody else would have to remove the tefillin, and this is referring to the first day, the day of the burial, that mourners do not wear tefillin on that day. The other days of Avelus, they definitely do wear tefillin. It's only the first day that's so serious. Counting into the wide lines, four lines down, we have our next highlight. Avel osur b'she'ilas shalom. An avel is forbidden in greetings of shalom. D'k'omo le'rachmana le'yecheskel, because the Torah tells Yecheskel, ha'anek dom. You should grieve, but you should be quiet. And the Gemara is understanding that these are two different things. Ha'anek, you're grieving, like anocha, to moan in pain, to sigh, to grieve. Dom is to be quiet. And right now the Gemara is learning dom to mean she'ila shalom, greetings. The Gemara also, six, 7 lines later, the first words on the line are b'she'ila shalom. The Gemara tells us that avel asa b'divrei Torah. It also comes to forbid an avel from joyous Torah study. As the Torah instructs Yecheskel, dom, be silent. There was something specific that he was being told to be silent from. And this particular statement, Hayonek dom, is said before the words of Mesim Eva Losasa, that you should not do like the mourning of dead people. And therefore this Hayonek dom is understood to be universal. Not only Yecheskel would observe Avelus in this way, but everybody would observe Avelus in this way. And then the pasuk continues and says, Mesim Eva Losasa, here's a list of the things that you're going to do unlike other mourners. And those are the items that we've started to touch on, Percha Chavosh Alecha, to keep the tefillin on, unlike other mourners. The pasuk also continues, Una Alecha Tassim Baraglecha, you should wear shoes. Other mourners are forbidden in wearing leather shoes. But this is, as Taisus describes, the uniqueness of Yechezkel's mourning, that in some ways he's like a regular mourner, but in other ways he's very different. Pasuk says, Lo sispod, you're not going to do eulogies. Lo sibke, you're not going to cry. Lo savo dimosecha, you're not going to have tears. So that's the balance from which we learn many items of mourning. Drop down towards the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up at the end of a line, Avel osur b'techboses. We also know that an Avel is forbidden to wash his clothing, d'chsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayishlach Yoav tekoa, Yoav sent for a specific woman, Vayikach misham isha chachama, wise lady, Vayomare leha, and he instructed her, his avlina, make yourself like you're mourning, Velivshina bigdei avel, and wear the garments of a mourner, which the Gemara understands to mean that they're dirty and unwashed. Pasuk also says, Va'al tasuchi shemen, don't anoint yourself with oil. From here we learn that an avel is forbidden in sicha, in smearing pleasant oils, fragrances. And through this behavior, it will appear that you have been mourning someone for a length of time. 3 lines up, Avel Chayiv Bikriya. Avel is obligated to tear their garments. This is really before the mourning actually starts. This is independent of what I mentioned, Simon Shin Pei in Yeridea. Dika'omalu Rachmana Levnei Aaron, because the children of Aaron were instructed, Lo Sifromu, don't rip your clothing. Mechlal Dikuleyama Mechaivi. Obviously, they were instructed not to rip their clothing because the default observance, normal observance, would be to rip the clothing. Let's turn on to Amud Beis. On the third line, Avel Asa Ba'asiyas Malacha. An Avel is forbidden in doing work, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk in Amos describing a specific mourning instructs them, Ve'efachti Chageichem Le'evel. I'm switching your Chag, your holiday, into a mourning. Machag Asa Ba'malacha. There's a comparison here, just as a Yom Tif is forbidden in work, af ovel also b'malacha, so an ovel is also forbidden in work. Dropping down to midway in the small lines, ovel also b'rechitza, an ovel is forbidden to wash, to bathe, dichsiv, based on the pasuk that we mentioned before by that wise woman, who is instructed to look like a mourner. The pasuk says, "Va'al tasuchi shemen," don't anoint yourself with oil, "urechitza bechlal sicha," and bathing is another form of washing oneself in such a manner, and it's also going to be forbidden. Counting up from the wide lines, four lines at the end of a line, "Aval asa ben ilas sandal." An oval is forbidden in wearing leather shoes, as the pasuk told Yecheskel, "Na'alcha tosim beraglecha, una'alecha tosim beraglecha." You should wear your shoes. Mechlal dekulei alma aser. That was unique to Yecheskel, but everybody else would take off their leather shoes. And finally, counting into the wide line, four lines down, Oval aser betashmish hamita, an oval is forbidden in tashmish, in intimacy, marital intimacy, dechsiv vayinochim David es Bathsheba, David comforted Bathsheba ishto, vayavo eleha, and then afterwards he came to her, mechlal demeikara aser. From here we learn that until then tashmish was forbidden, it was only after the avelos that it was permitted. So again, we have source material here to understand the laws of mourning. Perhaps many of these were specifically traditions independent of the psukim, but the psukim at the very least serve as an asmachta, as source material to guide us regarding the laws of mourning. As a concluding thought, we segue nicely from the pasuk quoted in Amos. The pasuk says, "Ve'afachti chageichem le'evel," and we learned from there that malacha, work, is forbidden during the mourning period, just like a holiday, because the holiday was changed, was switched to become mourning, and there's a comparison between the two. So we segue into a pasuk that is part of the davening on Motzoi Shabbos. Pasuk says, "V'hafachti evlam l'sason." Hashem will change the mourning into rejoicing. "V'nichamtim v'simachtim," and Hashem will comfort us and cause us to rejoice. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.